Blog Talk Radio.
I grow.
Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I want to welcome everyone. So let us offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can come before you this night, El Thursday, to give you the praise, dear Lord. Despite it's raining outside, Lord, we are asking you to allow our heart to be enlightened, Lord, so that we can bring glory to you this evening. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, the Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will. He is in the midst. And you know, Sister Paul, we like to be on time. Excuse for the late start, but God is able. So we are going to welcome everyone. Welcome those who join us from Netherlands. Welcome those who joined us from Louisiana. Also Albany, New York, upstairs, Brooklyn, Maryland, and Tennessee, and Texas, and Jamaica, and Canada, and Africa. We just welcome you all, and we do hope that you will enjoy this program tonight and also hear the blessings that God have blessed you. So again, welcome one and welcome all. I decided my opening song, right, and I will ask my dear sister if she could open with a song for me. I was looking for Sister Barnaby, but eventually she's not here yet. 518-482, can you? The song was singing a while ago, Lead Me to Calvary. If you could find, I don't know what happened to my phone here. I am just getting some spin around. So maybe something is going to happen here. I don't know if you guys are hearing. So you can just say if you are hearing. I put your line and I'm just getting a spin around. So I don't know what. 518-482. If you hear, can you respond? I don't know what is happening here with my computer. Hello? You guys not hearing? We're having a bad weather here, so we don't know if that is it. Hello? Seems like nobody hearing. We are having a bad weather, so I look like I have to travel to see if I will hear or get you guys. Hello? When I get a cat, I can't get no signal. Oh. 518-482. Just respond if you are hearing. Hello? Signal bar. Hello, my dear beloved. Tonight is Thursday, Elder Perform. The Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. He is in the midst. We know he is in the midst. And at the same time, we know Satan is in the midst, trying to disturb where we are on the line, on the ear, but eventually all I have here is spin around. So I don't know if you guys are hearing. So I'm asking if you want to call in, let us see if what the problem is. We are having a bad weather. Thank you.
Amen and amen. So we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. We know that there were some technical difficulties, but we thank God that he worked it out. I'm going to now open Sister Powell line. My name is Stephanie, and we're just so thankful for you joining us, whether you are on in Cyberland, in you know, from the Philippines, the Netherlands, any and everywhere in the United States, any part that you're on earth and you're hearing our voice, we thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to open Sister Paula, and we thank you, and we ask you to continue to pray. As you know, the enemy was trying to derail us. Derail us being able to present this message to you. And so now I'm going to open Sister Power line, and so that she's able to go into opening prayer. 518-951, your line is now open.
Look here, I just want to thank you for opening my line. I tried, but the computer is just going in circle even now. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for to be the ram in the bush that, you know what, is always there to help. We know what the enemy is doing, as she said, but we know he is a liar, and he's also a murderer. So we just want to thank God this evening. And as we are actually in a late start, 7:29 p.m., we pray, Sister Stephanie prayed, and I will pray again. Father, we just want to thank you once more. You said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst. Thank you that you are here, and allow us, dear Father, that we will give you the praise and bring glory to you this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome again. As you have heard a while ago, tonight is the Thursday Elder Reform Night. And we are here to read our first scripture. I don't know who would like to read the first scripture, Genesis 1:29-30, and also 3 John 1-4, and Revelation 22:1-2. So if anyone want to read, you can. Sister Stephanie is controlling the line for me because I can't see anything here.
All right, Sister Paul, we didn't see anyone. We didn't see anyone, but I can certainly jump in and read from the Old Testament.
I saw 518-482 is there. I don't know if she's on your point.
Okay, no, she just came back on. So I'll definitely 518-482. Would you like to read the first epistle? But the Old Testament, Genesis 1:29-30. If so, you can just raise your hand and let me know. All right, we see 843-206. All right, 843-206. I'm going to open your line, and you can do Genesis 1:29-30, and then Sister Continental will do the next one in the 30th epistle of John. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell, Sister Tymeko from Florida. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. To everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tymeko, for reading that text. Sister Consinelli, Sister Paul would like for you to read the third epistle of John, verses 1-4. I'm going to open your line, 518-482.
For open my line. The elder unto the well-beloved guys, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Tamiko and Sister Cantonelli, for reading. And Revelation 21, 22, I will read it. It said, the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, we have been reading this chapter for day by day, minute by minute, and we saw what God had provided for us from creation, right? He gave us our food in Genesis, and also the meat, the herb, and also the vegetables, fruits and grain. He gave us that. And he said he wish above all things that his children will prosper and be in good health. So we want to thank God that you have a loving Father. And also he has given us the 8 laws of health, a new start in which nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. And this is our map. This is our guideline that we have to follow. And if we follow the guideline that God have given unto us from a creation, you know, he wants us to be obedient to his health law. And he's also sharing these wonderful quotes that our dear sister have been placing on our iPad day by day, and on Health Reform Thursday night. I'll just read one chapter, and I will just ask Sister Stephanie, open the line that you guys can share some of the things that you have been using to boost your immune system, and also to share with others and to allow others to know, you know, that we have natural things that our Father gave unto us so that we can use, and also you can have your prayer request so that we can go into prayer. It's stated here, the mind does not wear out nor break down so often on account of diligent employment and hard study as on account of eating improper food at improper time, and of careless inattention to the laws of health. So my dear beloved, we must not be careless, right, with the laws of health here. Irregular hours, you know, have mercy, Lord, sometimes we go to bed late and sleeping, and the brain forces. The Apostle Paul declared that he who would be temperate in all things, in our eating, my dear beloved, in our drinking, my dear beloved, and dressing, all have a direct bearing upon our spiritual advancement, right? OFC 29:9. So God is telling us that in things that we are not supposed to do, and we are all guilty. I am guilty, right, on a lot of this, and asking the Lord to allow me so that I will be obedient in some of these commands that he has given unto us. So I just want to thank God for that. That he's a loving Father, and he hears, and he will answer our cry. So now is the time, my dear Sister Stephanie, you can just open the line so that who join, we are 2 or 3 gather, we can share some of the things that we have been using and the direction of our 8 health law that God have given unto us that we have been using.
Amen, amen. And Sister Powell, just for the reference from where you read just now, OFC means Our Father Care. And so if you're looking for that book, if you're looking for where this health reform nugget came from, it came from Our Father Cares, page 29, paragraph 8. Amen? And so I'm going to open this line. Sister Powell, you want for
Our
them to share?
Father.
Our Father cares, and that's the truth, because
our Father
certainly cares about each and every one of us. He cares about our well-being. He cares about our ailments. He cares about our struggles. He cares about what we are thinking. He cares about our comfort. He cares about our pain. He cares about our happiness. Our Father certainly cares. And so we're going to open the line now for you to give your health nugget as well as give your praise report and your testimony, your prayer request. Is that correct, Sister Powell?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to open the line. I'm going to open this line, 985-232. Your line is now open. Your line is open. Check your line and make sure it's not on mute.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is
Good
Sister
evening.
Brenda.
Amen. Calling. Amen, Sister Brenda.
This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for today watching over us last night and waking us up. Thank him for his goodness. I just want to read a little prayer, then ask for prayer for my grandbaby. He said he want to commit suicide. God, dear God, we are thankful for our church family. We unite together to spread the word according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. His name is Joshua Thibodeau. He's going to commit suicide because he's not happy in this world.
He's breaking
he
up, Stephanie.
Here you go. Talk to him.
Can you hear him? He's breaking up.
Joshua Thibodeau, he want to commit suicide. Talk to him. Tell me your name, Joshua. And why are you so angry and what you want to do?
I'm so angry. And I want to.
Okay. I'm Sister Stephanie.
Sister Powell, we're hearing you. Joshua, we're definitely going to pray for you. Joshua, we know a man that can give you peace, that can give you comfort. And so we're going to pray, and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to encamp around you, Joshua. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, because how old are you, Joshua?
8.
Joshua, let me tell you, Joshua, you have so much more life to live, Joshua, okay? And so we are going to ask, we're going to ask God to give you his peace, his comfort, even right now, okay? And I can't sing, but we have some awesome people who love to sing for children, and we're going to allow them to do that because we know the Spirit of God is going to move even right now. Sister Powell?
Yes, you're hearing me?
We're hearing you, Sister Paul. You can go ahead and sing.
Yes.
And pray.
All right. Let's see.
Jesus love.
Jesus love the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves little Joshua.
Jesus, love little Joshua. Jesus, love little Joshua. And so do we all. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we can come this evening on this one to give you the praise and to hear of your little son, your precious jewel, Joshua, that he came on the ear, dear Father, and asking you, Lord, to keep him and to guide him. I did not hear because the phone was breaking up, but I just want to give you the praise, Lord. And as we know, Joshua is special within your sight. And we ask you, Lord, to keep him, to guide him, to protect him, to allow him, Lord, as small as he is, that he will study your word and that he will share your love to others, Lord. You love children. You took them in your hands and you look into their faces and you bless them and you told them, suffer these little children to come unto me because they are precious. And if we could come like just like a little child, Lord, you told us that the blessing will pour down upon us. So this evening, we present Joshua to you. Keep him and guide him and to allow him to know that Advent Light love him and love other children when they come on this line to give praises. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, amen. We just linger just a tad bit longer. We touch and agree with the prayer. Lord, we know that Joshua is precious under your sight. We want Joshua to know that his name is the meaning to the very name that his parent decided to give him is blessed by God. And so, God, we're asking you even right now to encamp your angels around young Joshua, to let him know that his name is meaning to the name, is powerful, that God will deliver him from anything that he may be going through, Heavenly Father. Joshua has so much more life to live. Joshua has so much more things that God wants to do within his life. And so we pray that you will remove that spirit from him, that spirit that is thinking about harming himself. Lord, we pray that you will give him your peace, your comfort. Breathe on him, God, so he could feel that he's very precious under your sight. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to bound up that work of the enemy that is telling Joshua that he has the power to harm himself. God, we know that you says that when we ask, Lord, you will grant, and we're asking you, Lord, for favor. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, for peace in Joshua's life. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, that you will give him the medicine. You will give him your love. You will let him feel your presence right now to let him know that there is nothing that he can go to at 8 years old, God, that you cannot fix, that you cannot help him through. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. And we're coming in at your feet, God, boldly, so that you can remove that thought from Joshua, Lord. You will allow him not to be tempted, Lord. You will allow him, Lord, to look to you as you are the author and the finisher of his faith. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. We ask you, Lord, for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. Lord, this is heartbreaking to know that an 8-year-old is feeling that way. But, Lord, we know that is the work of the enemy. And we know, Lord, that you can manifest yourself in this situation. You have power, Lord, to make dry bones get up and walk. So I know, Lord, that you will touch his mind even right now. You will remove anything from him that is not in line with you so that he can see you. He can feel your presence even right now. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. And let him remember, Lord, that you used Joshua to conquer. You used Joshua to do so many mighty things, Lord. And we know that you have a mighty purpose for this young Joshua. Here now on this earth, We ask you, Lord, that you will allow him to feel your presence even right now. Bound up the work of the enemy. Let the Holy Spirit let loose around him. Let your light so shine so that the evil one will not have any charge over him. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Was Brother John talking?
No, sorry. If it's just stupid, Peter.
You said Sister Lucy?
Sister, her sire, her little sister. She's five.
Okay.
Say something. She's six. Say something.
God, he's the Lord. He loves you. He will always love you. Know that he will. Know that.
Joshua, I also want to, can Joshua hear me? Is Joshua hearing me?
I hear you.
Hi, Joshua.
Yes,
let me tell you how powerful your name is, right? Joshua was one of only two young men that were able to go to the promised land. He led multitudes of people into the promised land, right? And he believed. Right? It was Caleb and Joshua. Only two of them came back and say, you know what? With God, we're able to conquer that land. So I want you to understand the power in even the name that you have. Right? You have a Bible name. And
Amen.
God has a purpose for you, Joshua. All right?
Amen.
And so I want to let you know that there's nothing that you can face that God has not made a way for you, young Joshua. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that, Joshua?
Yes.
Right. There's nothing that you can ever go through that God cannot help you through it, okay? And you're only 8, Joshua. You have a lot more life to live, Joshua. All right? So we want to change that mindset to know that you can go to God, Joshua. You can pray to God and say, God, I'm feeling this kind of way. Can you please help me so that I can feel better? Can you please take these thoughts away from me, okay? All right. And know that God will hear you and he will answer you because he loves you so, so much. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so we're going to ask you all to continue to go through.
Yes.
Continue to keep brother baby. He's a baby Joshua in prayer that those thoughts will be removed from him. And so, Sister Powell, I'm going to open this line. You want me just go ahead and open the line 225-337? Your line is now open.
I'm unmuted.
225.
Good evening. Good evening. I can hear you now. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I just heard my sister said, I never expect my nephew to feel so down on himself. So I when I heard that, I'm like, Lord Jesus, I said, Father, I rebuke that spirit. But most of all, my brothers and sisters, I just want to read this to my nephew. I, Joshua, I heard Sister Stephanie tell you how important the name Joshua. And this is what the Bible says, Joshua. I want you to understand it clear. And it said, and the Lord said, I'm going to read verse 1. And he showed me Joshua. Joshua was a high priest. He worked for the Lord. Okay, Josh? He did work for the Lord. He said, he showed me the high priest standing before an angel of the Lord and the devil standing at the right hand to resist him. So you got to understand, the devil wants to resist you. He wants to cause you to do these things. But this is what God said. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this the brand plucked out of the fire? You see, Josh, he took Joshua out the fire, and he took care of him. So, Josh, this thing that you're saying is not of God. Satan wants to hurt you. So listen. Come to the prayer line, Josh. Listen to my sisters. This is Aunt Mama, Auntie Mama. So please listen to that counsel Sister Stephanie gave to you. You are very important to God. And this is what else God said to Joshua. He said, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the Lord, the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy sin to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of clothes. So God is calling that filthy garment sin. So it is the enemy wants you to do such things, Josh. Please listen to your grandmother. Call Auntie Mama. And Josh, I never heard you spoke these words before, but we always praying for you on this prayer line and your mother. So, Josh, we need you to come to the prayer line more often, because if not, Satan wants to destroy you, baby. So you come to the prayer line, and then God will hold him back, Josh, prayer line. So, sister, I want to thank you for opening my line. And let me just offer a little prayer too for my nephew. Heavenly Father, Lord, for me to hear these words from a child that I've been knowing ever since he's been here. Never heard him spoke such words, Father. But, Lord, when I heard that on this line, Father, you have done many things, many blessings on this prayer line. I've seen what you did for Brother John. I've seen what you did for many others on this prayer line, Brother Eli. Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you do it again, Father, for Josh, this child. Satan want to take out, or he changing these children to become different persons. But Father in heaven, we call upon you right now, Lord, pleading before the throne of God. Jesus, we need you, Lord Jesus, because the children, Lord, we never heard such things. Children want to take their lives. Children changing their sex, Lord Jesus. We know that you say you're coming soon, Lord Jesus. Our heart burns within us, Father. Lord, have mercy to come to you, to talk to you, Father, to save our children and forgive them, Lord Jesus. I'm asking you to touch this child's heart. Give him a heart, Lord Jesus, can work with him, that you can teach him, that you can show him you love him, and you cannot take a life that you did not give. So, Josh, you didn't give your life. Jesus gave his life for you. So please hear him. Hear him. He loves you. And, Father, I'm just thanking you, Lord, for this prayer line, that we can lift up children to you, Jesus, and that we can continue to pray for them, Lord, because our heart's drawn. Lord, when I think about children, Lord Jesus, we are so many children are becoming so sick
and so drawn, Lord, but we need you to draw them back to you. Comfort them, Lord. Hide them behind you, Jesus, and take care of them. Father, I just want to thank you. Thank you for Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We lift them up to you, Lord, as you draw us nearer to you, Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Oh, I couldn't take it.
Amen.
All right, Sister Powell, I'm going to open. I'm going to open this line, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good night, everybody. That's Thursday. This is Jen. I love children, too, by the way.
Good night, my dear. I'm having a bad reception. So if you don't hear just one and two words, I'm getting.
Yeah, oh, you're not hearing too well this evening. Okay. I just want to give two things about strengthening your bones. I don't know how many seniors we have. I know right now I want some bones. I want something to strengthen my bones. And for that, we have horsetail, right? Horsetail extract. That's a good source of silica. Vital minerals in bones to form these bones, because as we get older, our bones get dry. Yeah, so bones dry out, and then if you have certain diseases, they have to make your bones very brittle. So another good thing for that is an alfalfa, comfrey, and slippery elm also. They build strong bones. And I try to buy those right now to drink to help my bones, because the doctors say I have brittle bones. But I know that they are brittle, but, you know, because from the thyroid, yeah. So those are supplements that we can use, you know, herbs that we can use to help with the bones, to increase nature, natural, supplying important vitamins to the bones. So I don't have much here to talk about the bones, but I know they are. Another thing is you need a lot of calcium. You have to eat high food in calcium, like spirulina, almonds, and parsley. And you know parsley has a lot of iron, right? You have to use about 2,000 grams a day of magnesium, along with some plant-derived colloidal minerals. These are needed things for you to use. And that is what I got in here. Yes, and a lot of garlic and onions contain sulfur, which is needed for healthy bones. So eating flaxseed also helps the body to produce hormones needed for good bone development. You need vitamin A also. Helps increase the rate of bone growth. Vitamin A is needed for good digestion and assimilation of nutrients from our food. So this is what I need, and we need to eat a lot of greens, steamed greens and vegetables raw. Bones. Vitamin B helps bones mass formation. B6, B, and creates connective tissue. So these are the things that you need. Vitamin A, vitamin 6, vitamin B, 6 helps bones mass formation. So these are some things that we can use. And this evening, I don't want to take up much of your time, because I know this time is flying up. we have many more to go. So I just want to thank God for another opportunity that I can come on this line to give praise to God and to visit. I went and visited my brother yesterday, and he's the same. He's eating well. He's doing well so far. You know, as long as he has an appetite, he has a good appetite, and he is well cared for there. So, and tomorrow I plan to go there again to see him. So, need to pray for him, and not only him, but all the elderly who are in that home. They need help, a lot of help, because we know that is a very hard work to do. So tomorrow I'll be going there to visit him again, to pray for not only my brother, but all of those who are in the nursing home. They need lots of help. Thank you, Paolo, for opening my line.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank
amen,
you so much,
amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Continelli, for sharing that. As you were talking about some of the things that we can eat, you know, for the help us with the bones, before they used to tell us that we need to drink milk, right? Milk does the body good and does the bone good, and we realize that is not the truth of the matter. Milk gives us a lot of mucus and a lot of inflammation. And as adults, just like the baby calf don't drink the milk after 2 years old, we're not supposed to be engaging in those kind of milk drinking to get the body, you know, according to what the FDA was saying in terms of what we need to consume. So we have to watch them. I do want to share this, Sister Paul, and then I'm going to open this line and turn it over to you. As I heard this young man at 8 years old was talking about the type of feeling and the anger that he has, And this is Health Thursday, right? New start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear rest, and trust in God. I would like you, Sister Brenda, to kind of talk to him a little bit about what did he eat today. I know for my kids, they get breakfast, right? And they get the cereal, and they also get the graham crackers. And what I noticed on these items is that many of the ingredients in there are bioengineered. So that means that it is genetically engineered. And so anything that is genetically engineered, is designed to alter the way we think and the way that we act. And as this is Health Thursday, Sister Paula, I am going to point this out. There was a study that this guy did. And he was looking at when the Chick-fil-A sandwich and the Popeye sandwich, did y'all remember that individual actually committed murder? They actually were attacking individuals for this sandwich. And what he did, he was like, something is wrong. This is Health Thursday, so it is quite appropriate, right? Because we are what we eat. And he was like, you know what, I need to look at this because something is wrong. If a food can make someone decide that they want to commit murder because they didn't get the sandwich that they had before, something is wrong with that. So he decided, I'm going to go and do some research. He says that in his research, I think his name is Alazam Nazir. He said in doing the research, he found that between the Popeye sandwiches and the Chick-fil-A sandwich that are so tasty that everybody is, you have lines wrapping around to get it. You have people causing harm, people because they ran out. He said that in those sandwiches, there were 40 to 50 man-made ingredients. And he says those ingredients were orchestrated to alter the mind, the behavior, and the body. And so I want to let you know that we are what we eat. And what we're consuming can change our brain function. It can change the way how we hear things, how we see things. It can alter, right, that communication with the Most High, our Heavenly Father. I see my kids, they have these little tacky stuff. It's like the Cheetos. But they have it in blue and red and green, all kind of dyes. Think of, and when they have it on their hand, it leaves the hand blue. Their tongue is blue. Their lip is blue. Think about what that is doing to their inside and how that is manipulating and reconstructing their mind so that they're not able to think straight. We also know, as we have shared on this line, that sugar is, when they did the study, sugar operates like crack. It is addictive, and it will allow your body to do certain things. And when I did the research, even on my own, when individuals would say to me, oh, I'm going through hot flashes, and their hot flashes would just spike. And I would say to them after doing the research, how much sugar intake did you have? And they were like, oh, yeah, I was eating this and this and this. It have an impact on how our body now starts operating. Right? And so you feel individuals say, oh, I'm going through, and they feel like they're burning up. Go and check your sugar content that you have consumed, right? And so I just wanted to point that out, that we need to be careful, right? You have some people that they will walk past you and they have a certain smell, right? You can smell the smell that is on their body. And when you ask them, what is it you're eating? You find that they're heavy meat eater. They're consuming these dairy. They're consuming these milk and all of these stuff that are really not good for us. So the body started to excrete it through the pores. So I just want you to have that conversation with him. Make sure that, you know, we're getting our fruits and our vegetables, our legumes. We're drinking a lot of water. We're getting our pineapple, right? I heard Sister Constantine share the garlic and the ginger. My kids have been getting garlic and ginger forever, even as a young age, so that their body can be detoxed. You probably want to give him, we're not giving you medical advice, let me put the disclaimer out, but you probably want to give him some charcoal water, some chamomile and peppermint tea, because something is off in his body. And I can tell you, if you talk to him, it could be something that he consumed today, right? Or something that he has been consuming that is now triggering his body and his mind to act and say these things. Amen. So I just want to point that out, Sister Paul. I'm going to close my mouth, and the line is now open back to you. Okay?
You know what? I am having problem. I am just walking up and down. Most of the things, I'm just hearing one or two, but I am out here now at the doorway, you know. But I just want to give God thanks for, you know, these information that you have been giving and everyone on the line have been sharing, you know. So as we are on El Thursday, you know, tonight, we just want us, each one of us, to be obedient to God's health law, you know. And there are things we don't know, we don't understand. And when we get these knowledge from these wonderful information that we are sharing, we are asking our brothers and sisters to really receive them and try them, you know, because the enemy, we know that the food and industry, what it have been doing to people, that is it. It have been doing a lot of things to people, but we just have to ask the Lord to help us, that we will come to the Lord and be obedient to his health law, and that he will help us, that we can change, you know, and reject some of the things that we do. So I just want to thank God for each one of us this evening. And I will just share before we go in prayer, because it's time for this, for the message, you know. And we thank you all for be patient, you know, on the line. And also, yeah, you're hearing?
You do have a couple more hands. Did you want to get to them first?
Yes.
All right.
So I just want to give God thanks. My dear beloved, I am here in Jamaica. We have a bad weather, but the weather doesn't stop visitors from coming, right? I got quite a few visitors from last week. And even today, one of my cousins came down and she was with me. But this one is something else, my dear. to here. We have been ordering some material for the Rosie project, and it's raining, and the truck came this evening, around maybe 3 o'clock, and I heard the blowing around the front. So I went around, and it was the truck. He have the cement on this, and they couldn't drop the cement where this stone is going to drop down Rosie. So they brought it. So I put it up in the back room and put up those cement. And you know what? It was such a joy talking to the gentleman. He came the other day, and I was able to share some of the stuff that we are sharing out. And he turned to me, and he said, Grandma, I am everybody, Grandma, my dear beloved. He said, Grandma, I just want to thank you for those things that you gave me the other day. But I'm asking you, please, if you have any jean pants, you know, because my working pants, them all tear up and that. And I said, okay, time you drop off the stone, the sand and the stone, I will look, and, you know, and when you come back, come up, pass up, I will look. You will get it. So eventually I came because I was sorting out some things, and I remember that I put around few jeans, big large jeans, and I took it around there when they came, and I give him. And my dear beloved, if you saw the joy in that gentleman's face, he said, I'm going to share it for myself and the other guy. And he hold it up, and he said, thank you, Grandma, thank you, these are nice. So I just want to thank God for what God have been doing with the ministry, and that people appreciate the little gift that God have provided for them. So I'm just asking you all, just pray that, you know, they don't just only receive this gift, but they receive the goodness of God, and that they can go and share their testimony about the love of God and what God have been doing, not what Grandma have been doing, because Grandma can't do anything on her own. She have to depend upon God and be obedient to God to follow his command. So just continue to pray for me. Everything is okay so far. And I do know that even though the rain is falling, you know, the heart is just rejoicing and to give God all the praise. Thank you. You can so share now with the other hands. Amen.
Amen, Sister Powell. Amen. Thank you so much for that praise report, for allowing God to allow you to bless others. And the seed that you're planting, they are, you know, also willing to bless others as well. All right, so we're going to open this line. 857-505, your line is now open.
Okay, Mom. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good. He's merciful God. He's an awesome God. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I like to give him thanks and praise, Sister Stephanie, because he's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And I like to thank God for everything I've done for me and my family members. I like to praise him because he is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God for everything he has done for me. And Sister Stephanie, my prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. I'm lifting up my mother in prayer. I'm lifting up individuals in prayer. Sister Stephanie, I'm lifting up Brother Jack in prayer. Sister Stephanie, I'm praying for Brother Jack's nephew. I'm praying for Brother Jack's nephew, who is a part of Bakehoff, and praying for him that the Lord will give him deliverance, that God will deliver him in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Stephanie and his nephew is a young man, so please Please lift up individuals and pray for Sister Stephanie, pray for Brother Jack's nephew. So pray
Amen.
For that young man, that the Lord will
Amen.
Give him the
Amen.
Strength, that God will give him deliverance in the
Amen.
Name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Eli. We will definitely pray for him. Thank you so much for your praise report and your prayer request at this time. Thank you. All right, we're going to open this line. Let me go back up here. 843-206, 843-206, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for everything he's done for me and everything he continues to do for me is such a blessing. I thank him for my new place. I thank him for this precious prayer line. I'm so happy to be here tonight as the health message is the right arm of the gospel. Praise God. And I do have something to share about water, so I will bring that up. The living water, as it is important, water is our health. Something else is even more important. Jesus is called the living water who provides eternal life. In the same way that many people go through life chronically dehydrated, many more go through life spiritually dehydrated, like the alterated thirst. Sensation that many mistake as hunger. Many mistakenly discern spiritually thirst for hunger after things of this world. Speaking of water, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, bringing up into everlasting life. John 4:13-14. And this offer was for anyone, including you. Let him who thirsts come. Let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. So I just wanted to share that about water. And I definitely continue to use the balm. As I made a vegetable soup, I put every ingredient in it. I put garlic, onions, a drop of lemon. I put ginger, cayenne pepper, and some turmeric. So I'm so grateful for this precious prayer line because it is helping me to stay healthy so that I will be able to be healthy and I will be able to live a long time on this earth. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, and I ask the prayers for Sister Powell and her family and her precious Jews in Jamaica. And I continue to pray for you, Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kasha. I'm praying for everybody on the prayer line. And I ask for prayer for my family as well. Thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you. Love you. Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko. Sister Powell has dropped. So we are going to go now into prayer time. The hour is up on us. We know that we had some technical difficulties, but God is good. He is worthy to be praised. And so we are going to go into our prayer. Okay, Sister Powell is back. We're going to go into prayer. I'm going to open the line back for Sister Powell, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray, my dear. Let's pray, my dear beloved. Father in heaven, we, your children, come before you to give you thanks. And we thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters, family on Advent Elders tonight. We thank you for your love that you have extended upon each one of us. We thank you for providing for us the food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, your words that we can study. We thank you, dear Father, that you have allowed even your young child, Joshua, to join us this evening, Lord Jesus, and to share his feelings with us. So we present, dear Lord, this situation to you. We are asking you, dear Lord, for help at this time. If there is no other time we need your help, we need your help now, Lord. You call your young children to be strong. You call them that they will be the leaders of tomorrow. But we saw, Lord Jesus, that the enemy is out to destroy children. We saw how evil men, dear Lord, are destroying young ones. We saw how education in the classroom have been destroying our children. We saw, dear Father, the food that they are eating is destroying their health.
Heavenly Father, please, Lord, help us, dear Father, that we may know that each one of us have the responsibility to go and to share your word. Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you, dear Father, for our brothers and our sisters, everyone who had presented their requests to you, Lord. Brother Eli, crying out to you, Lord, for help for his brothers and his sisters, his mother, and everyone on the line. Sister Tamiko is praying on behalf of his brothers and her sisters, their family members, or their children, and also her grandchildren, and the world, Lord Jesus. Sister Cantinelli is praying, Lord, for each and every one, and also sharing the blessings that she could go to do attendance with her brother in the nursing home, and will be going back tomorrow. We just give you the praise for the love, Lord Jesus, that you have extended to the family members, so that family will remember family. We lift up Sister Barnaby. We have not heard from her this evening, but we know, dear Lord, you are there to protect and to keep her. Sister Stephanie, Lord, and she's sharing, Lord, and the health benefits that you have been given unto us, Lord. And also, dear Father, you know, the way in which you have been using her, dear Father, to allow us to know that the enemy is out like a roaring lion with the things that we are putting in our body. But Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you for the blessing that you were able to bless others, that they can bless others and to share their love. And now, dear Lord, each and every one of us, because of power, the resources, Sister Leola and Brother Ray, in which you have them traveling mercy to Alabama. Lord, continue to bless them, Brother Rick, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carlo, and every one of us we present to them. And now, dear Lord, we know you have a word from heaven, from the bakery in heaven, fresh bread from heaven, Lord, to give out to us. Allow us, Lord, that we will be ready to receive your word. Pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us. Bless our children again. Bless our youth, our community again. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen. Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. There was some prayer requests that was given. Sister Powell did not hear it because the line dropped. But, Lord, you heard it. We lift up to you, Brother Jack's nephew, the young man, Lord, who is there with Brother Eli. We pray that your spirit will move mightily. Heavenly Father, we pray for Brother Eli and his mom and all the individuals at PECO, that you will let your spirit so shine so that they will come and they will be drawn closer to you, Heavenly Father. We lift up to you, Sister Tamiko, and all of her children. You know them by name. You know the very number up here that is on their head. You know everything that they go through. We're bringing to them, placing them at your feet. We lift up to you, Heavenly Father, her grandchildren, Mason and Kalana and Kalana. Lord, we pray that you will breathe on them. Let them feel your presence right now. Lord, we're begging. We're pleading on behalf of our young people, Amari and Shiloh and Jarvis Jr. and KJ and Kaja, Heavenly Father, Aaron and Ashton. God, we're pleading for you, Lord, so that you will draw nigh them. Lord, let them feel you right now, Lord. That the enemy does know that his time is short. So he's trying to make sure that he has no regard. But you told us to suffer the little children to come unto you. You said if any one of us hurt the little children, we should have like a millstone around our neck. And so we're praying for favor for these young people. We're praying for favor, Heavenly Father. Let them feel you now. Let them feel your presence even right now, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your grace. We pray that you allow the line to be crisp and to be clear. The message will be one that is fitting for your people so that we can find peace and comfort. We can leave here changed. We bless your name, give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right, beloved, we are going to go into, there's so many things that are going on in our world at this time. We know about the war. We want to keep all the individuals in Israel and the Palestine. We want to keep them in our prayers. We know that war is a terrible situation on either side. Amen. And so we want to lift up those people in prayer. Heavenly Father, come a little bit longer to you. You said that when we pray without ceasing, when we ask and confess our faults one to another, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth not much. So, Lord, we present to you the war that is going on, not only in Israel and Palestine, but also in Ukraine and Russia. There's so many things that are going on, Lord, and we know that you said that we're going to see these things in the last day. But, Lord, we need to look up to you. We need to look up to you because our redemption draweth nigh. And so we present to you the wickedness that is going on. We know that this did not take you by surprise. And we know that these things are going to happen. These things, we're going to see these things so that God's people can be agitated. God's people can blow the trumpet of the fact that your second coming is fast approaching, and we need to get ourselves together. Not only get ourselves together, but we need to be able to bring the word to this dying world. And so, Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity where we can come and we can learn and we can seek to learn more about you. And we pray that we will feel the need. We will have and ask you to give us your will so that we will be able to be obedient to what you have called us to do. I pray a special prayer for Sister Brenda, Lord, that you will strengthen her even this time. Give her your wisdom, your understanding, so that she's able to communicate. She's able to speak the word in due season to her grandchildren, to her children, and to her children's children. Bless her, Lord. We pray for Brother John. Pray for Brother Rick. We pray for Sister Nicole, Sister Leola, Sister Continelli, and her brother. Lord, we pray for each and every person that is connected to this line. We're asking, Heavenly Father, that you will transform us. You will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Lift up to you, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, Heavenly Father, Sister Barnaby, Brother Rick, Heavenly Father, and his daughter, Ashley. Lord, his mother and his father, Lord, we pray that whatever they stand in need of, you will grant it. We lift up to you, Brother O'Neill, and his family and his venture. Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, Lord. Brother Ricardo and his wife, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're just asking you, Lord, that you will allow us to feel your presence even right now. Give us a heart transplant. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Heavenly Father. We're begging and we're pleading that you will allow us, Lord, to have your character. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen,
and
amen.
So we are getting ready to go in the word. Lord, be with me. Touch my lips with coal so that this message is one that will be able to transform your people. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so as I heard baby Joshua, because that's who he is, right? He's a baby, right? And so we're going to go into a couple different sections. We're going to do mind cure because something is going on with our minds. And we're going to do the physician and educator, all right? And so it says right here, natural remedies, natural remedies. What are some things we can do to get resolved? There is so many things, and I'm learning so much. You know, I haven't dove into the information that I have is the wealth of information that I've gathered, not only from you, but from reading. My mom had gifted me with the Book of Eden, the encyclopedia that has so much wonderful things in there. And there's just so much stuff that we have at the fingertip of our hand. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends who I went to school with, and, you know, she was telling me, she, you know, she's on the task force. They would go into the hospitals and they would, you know, look and do research and see how they're treating specifically black women who are, you know, who are pregnant or have given birth. And one of the things that I've heard, I breastfed both my children up until almost 2 years old, almost a year and a half, over a year and a half. And I remember I actually stopped with my son because I was getting ready to go to Jamaica, and he was just like, you know, he would run and just kind of come and, you know, just get what he wanted. And my mother was like, wait a minute, you're traveling. This is too much. So anyway, you know, TMI. But I just want to let you know that my children has never experienced ear infection, never had colds when they were younger, right? Never experienced those things, right? And I know it was because of what I was doing naturally. And many times, you know, we'll hear the woman say, oh, the milk is not coming down. Oh, I'm not lactating right. The child. And so in the hospital, because it's a money-making thing, they don't say, well, we can give you lactating classes, right? Because, yes, this is something new. It's not going to just flush down. There are things that you have to do. If you're not eating right, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're not doing all of those things, your body's not ready to really, you know, release that. And so we need to be ready, right? We all need to be doulas. We all need to be equipped with midwives. What is it called? Midwifery? Being a midwife and being able to share those information. And I remember I was in at one of my appointments, and a pregnant lady came in, and she was like, I said, you know, oh my goodness, congratulations, I'm going to keep you in prayer. And she was like, you know, we just started to talk, and she started to ask me, she was like, well, is there anything, I don't know, we got on the natural stuff because, you know what I mean, that's what we do. We are supposed to share. So I was saying to her, you know, are you walking? You know, are you drinking enough water so that, you know, she could have a, you know, the labor could be less intense. And so I was giving her some tips as to what she could do. And she asked me, you know, she was like, you know, what can I do, you know, to get the milk down? And I couldn't think of it at the time. And I was like, I knew it, right? But fenugreek and fennel are good source to help mothers to get that breast milk to come down, to go into lactative mode. And so how important, though, simple, right? Fenugreek and fennel. How important these things are, right? So that is something now you have in your toolbox. So when you see a mom who is expecting, you can ask, have these conversations, because I like to talk to people. I was like, you know, so when are you due? You know, what are some of the things you're doing? And I would say, you know, would you like for me to give you some tips? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, girl, walk, right? Go ahead and make sure you're doing some walking. You know, you are getting your body ready. You know, you're making sure that you're getting rest, you're drinking your water. And those are things that we need to be able to share with others, because many times our young mothers, I was blessed to have some awesome individuals in my life. So I could call them and ask them, what do I need to do? And they'll tell me, go into the shower, let the water come down. And, you know, you could comb it when it gets so hard and engorged, and it's hurtful, right? And you want to give up. But you also want to encourage them that that is the best food ever, not only for the baby, but it also helps them to whip that body back in shape, okay? You know, and so these are things. It's Health Thursday. It is quite appropriate because there are things, people are always going to be having children, right? Babies are going to be born, and so we want to be equipped to share that information to them as well. So as I'm, you know, children are very dear to our heart. I heard baby Joshua talked about how is he feeling, you know, and I definitely want to go to, and these are a legitimate question, right? Did baby Joshua have a lot of time outside today, right? Did he have some air today, right? Was he able to exercise as he was at school for recess, right? Was he able to breathe the fresh air in the environment that he was in? Was he able to run, right? These are things that are important, right, that even for our young children, it is so crucial and critical for their well-being, right? And so these are some of the things we need to make sure that not only we're doing it as older individuals or as elders, but we're also affording those things to our children and our grandchildren as well. I did a couple classes couple years ago, and one of the things that they talked about is that a moving body, right, is a thinking mind, a thinking brain. So if any one of us, just like if we're sitting for too long, we get lethargic, right? Our bones started, you know what I mean, to kind of sleep up, for lack of a better word. And so, and then the mind becomes lazy. And so that is the same thing, you know, even for a child. So in my classroom, you're moving up all the time, right? We're moving. We're taking these, you know, brain break that they call it, you know, because I wouldn't want to be a child now. They're going through so much stimuli, so much things that are coming to them, right? I mean, this social media, being on the computer, these things are triggers because there's so many stimuli that is occurring at one point in time. And the brain cannot absorb all of this stuff, right? And then with the evil one that is out there that wants to devour us, what did Jesus said to Simon Peter, what? Simon in Luke, right? Simon, Simon, the devil has come to what? Sift you as wheat. That means little children too, right? That means little children too. And so if he wants to sift you as wheat, you think he doesn't want to sift your offspring? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. And so I'm going to go into some of the things that we need to make sure, not only that we're doing as adults, but also making sure that our children are doing it as well. And so I'm going to go into natural remedies. Pure air, sunlight, abstemiousness, rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, trust in divine power. These are the true remedies. Did we not talk about that? The true remedies, right? Every person should have a knowledge of nature's remedial agencies and how to apply them. It is essential both to understand the principles involved in the treatment of the sick and to have practical training that will enable one rightly to use this knowledge. And so you might have heard this before. I'm in the reading from the Ministry of Healing, the Physician and Educator. I'm on page, I just read from page 126. I'm on page 127 now. And so the natural remedy, beloved, then let me, castor oil. I am telling you, my knees are getting stronger, right? My body's getting stronger. There is something else that I want to tell you that castor oil is good for. Many individuals has density in the breast. So you will have a breast that or breasts that are prone to develop cysts type of issue going on. And many times they want to say, you know, go ahead and get the biopsy. My same girlfriend that I went to school with also told me about, you know, and I'm not saying not to get a mammogram. That's not what I'm saying. But I often ask my doctor to put on my form that I need to get the ultrasound, because the study has shown that the mammogram is also, is connected to thyroid disorder and disease, as well as also cancer. And so we want to be careful. Don't go tell anybody that I said not to do it. Do your own research, right? Please go ahead and do your own research. But there are some studies out there that are saying that there's some connection with that as well. And so I am using, the castor oil. My integrative doctor also told me the iodine to also rub that on the breast if you're prone to have breasts that are, you know, you have breasts that are prone to get cysts, and it's denser than others as well. So those are some of the great things that you can use. A detox, the charcoal, get your charcoal water, squeeze. I upgraded now where I'm using my charcoal water, but I'm also squeezing lemon in it as well. Amen. So I want just to point that out. Ensure that we're eating proper nutrition. Right? I mean, we're getting the greens, we're getting the leafy, and there are studies out there that you can research and Google. Google is everything, right? Google has everything. And so Google is my best friend. And so the leafy, the onions and the spring onions and the leeks and the asparagus and the kale and the cabbage, those are food that are good cancer-fighting foods. Right? And so we know that if our body is in an alkaline stage, it will be stage, it is less likely, right, for disease to what is the word I'm looking for, Sister Powell? Is it form? I don't want to say form, but to, what is it? What is the word I'm looking for? It's at the tip of my tongue. I don't want to say form, but, you know, it will allow our body to, an alkaline state will allow our body to be more prone to release free radical, right? That will cause, or that is said to cause diseases, right? Our body will be less disease prone, I should say, because we know that everybody has the cancer cells in our bodies, right? But we know that certain food and certain habits will feed it. So make sure that your intake of nutrition is great. You're getting the air, the sunlight. You're abstaining from things that are injurious to our bodies. You're getting rest, exercise, proper diet, and the use of water, and you're definitely trusting it in God. It says the use of natural remedies requires an amount of care and effort that many are not willing to give. Nature's process of healing and upbuilding is gradual, and to the impatient, it seems slow. It says the surrender of hurtful indulgence requires sacrifice. Hold on 1 minute. Let me kind of get these background noise together. All right, there was some background noise that I have to kind of tell them that they need to mute themselves. It says the use of natural remedies requires an amount of care and effort that many are not willing to give. Nature's process of healing and upbuilding is gradual, and to the impatient, it seems slow. The surrender of hurtful indulgence requires sacrifice, but in the end, it will be found that nature, untrammeled, does her work wisely and well. Those who persevere in obedience to her laws will recap the reward in health of body and health of mind. Amen? All right? Preservation of health. Too little attention is generally given to the preservation of health. It is far better to what? Prevent the disease than to know how to treat it when contracted. It is the duty, and that's what I'm saying. When our body is in an alkaline state, easier to prevent disease being formed within our body. Amen? It is the duty of every person for his own sake and for the sake of humanity to inform himself in regard to the law of life, to the laws of life, and conscientiously to obey them. All need to become acquainted with that most wonderful of all organisms, the human body. They should understand the functions of the various organs and the dependence of one upon another for the healthy action of all. They should study the influence of the mind upon the body and of the body upon the mind, and the laws by which they are governed. Training for life conduct. I want Brother Baby Joshua to hear me. We cannot be too often reminded that health does not depend on chance. It is a result of obedience to law. This is recognized by the contestants in athletic games and trials of strength. These men make the most careful preparation. They submit to thorough training and strict discipline. Every physical habit is carefully regulated. They know that neglect, excess, or carelessness, which weakens or cripples any organ or function of the body, would ensure defeat. So when we are eating food that are injurious and not good for our body, it is impacting our minds, and we will not be able to hear what our Heavenly Father has in store for us. Amen? It says, how much more important is such carefulness to ensure success in the conflict of life? It is not mimic battles in which we are engaged. We are waging a warfare upon which hang eternal results. We have unseen enemies to meet. Evil angels, baby Joshua, are striving for the dominion of every human being. Whatever injuries the health not only lessens physical vigor, but tends to weaken the mental and moral powers. Indulging in any unhelpful practice makes it more difficult for one to discriminate between right and wrong, and hence more difficult to resist evil. I'm going to read that again. Indulgence in any unhelpful practice makes it more difficult for one to discriminate between right and wrong, and hence more difficult to resist evil. It increases the danger of failure and defeat. They which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. In the warfare in which we are engaged, all may win who will what? Discipline themselves by obedience to right principles. The practice of each of these principles in the details of life is too often looked upon as unimportant, a matter too trivial to demand attention. But in view of the issues at stake, nothing with which we have to do is small. Every act casts its weight into the scale that determines life victory or defeat. The scripture bid us, so run that ye may obtain, verse 24. All right? So I'm with our first parents. Intemperance desire resulted in the loss of Eden. Temperance in all things has more to do with our restoration to Eden than men realize. So, Sister Paul, I'm going to stop right there for this segment, but I do want to read something for my young friend, my young nephew, and it is in Mind Cure. Mind Cure. It says, it is not God's purpose that any human being should yield his mind and will to the control of another, becoming a passive treatment in his hands. No one is to merge his individuality in that of another. He is not to look to any human being as the source of healing. His dependence must be in God, in the dignity of his God. Given manhood, he is to be controlled by God himself, not by any human intelligence. God desired to bring men into direct relationship with himself. In all his dealings with human beings, he recognizes the principle of personal responsibility. He seeks to encourage a sense of personal dependence and to impress the need of personal guidance. He desires to bring the human into association with the divine, that men may be transformed into the divine likeness. Satan works to thwart, right? That means derail, to change this purpose. He seeks to encourage dependence upon men. When minds are turned away from God, the tempter can bring them under his rule. He can control humanity. The theory of mind controlling mind was originated by who? By Satan, to introduce himself as the chief worker, to put human philosophy where divine philosophy should be. Of all the errors that are the finding acceptance among professedly Christian people, none is a more dangerous deception, none more certain to separate man from God than is this. In innocent though it may appear, if exercised upon patience, it will tend to their destruction, not to their restoration. It opens a door through which Satan will enter to take possession both of the mind that is given up to be controlled by another and of the mind that controls. Fearful is the power thus given to evil-minded men and women. What opportunities it affords to those who live by taking advantage of another's weaknesses or follies. How many, through control of mind, feeble or diseased, will find a means of gratitude, lustful passion, of greed or gain? So, Sister Powell, I am going to, there was another little part I wanted to read, and I'm going to end with the power of the will, just two sentences I'm going to read. It says, I'm still in mind cure, the power of the will. The power of the will is not valued as it should be. Let the will be kept awake and rightly directed, and it will impart energy to the whole being and will be a wonderful aid in the maintenance of health. It is a power also in dealing with disease. Exercised in the right direction, it would control the imagination and be a potent means of resisting and overcoming disease of both the mind and the body. By the exercise of the willpower in placing themselves in right relationship, in right relation to life, patient can do much to cooperate with the physician efforts for their recovery. There are thousands who can recover health if they will. The Lord does not want them to be sick. He desires them to be well, Brother Joshua, and happy, and they should make up their minds to be well. Often invalids can resist disease simply by refusing to yield to ailments and settle down in the state of inactivity. Rising above their aches and pain, let them engage in useful employment suited to their strength. By such employment and the free use of air and sunlight, many an emaciated invalid might recover health and strength. I read a little bit more than two sentences, but I was moving with the Holy Spirit. Here ends the reading for today. I pray that you all were blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Mr. Paul, you want to be the coach? You want me close in prayer, or
yes,
you want to pray?
And I like you when you pray in the prayer.
Amen. 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 So we'll give you a moment to just think about what the word of God was for each and every person today and the importance of these words. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we're so thankful for your word. We know that this did not come from me. This came from you, Lord, the power of the mind, the power of the will. Lord, you have given us so much. You have given us the natural remedies, the ear, the exercise, the nutrition. Lord, you have given us your character. You said that we can be like you. And so we ask you even tonight that you will control each and every person's mind that is on this line. We're praying, Heavenly Father, that you will take control of us. We're surrendering our all to you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And we pray that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers. As we depart from this line, we're begging you, Lord, that you will not depart from us. Lord, I'm begging a special encounter with you, Heavenly Father, and baby Joshua. Lord, we're thanking you in advance for what you're going to do with this young man. And I know he's going to come back to give the praise report, because we know that that's not of you. We know that that is the devil. And we ask you, Lord, to cast that demon even right now in the bottomless pit. We bless your name, and we know that you're going to answer, because this is one of your jewels. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to, my dear beloved, I just want to thank you all for coming, for joining, for taking part, and also thanks to Sister Stephanie, because, my dear, the enemy tries all that he could for me not to get on the line. We had bad connection. I couldn't hear when you guys were speaking. I had to be walking to and fro to go at the doorway to hear one or two little comments. I couldn't hear anything. But I just want to give God thanks this evening, you know, because God has given us everything before he has created us. So I just want to encourage us. Let us hold on, my dear beloved. Let us be faithful to God and be obedient to his will, that we can carry this wonderful, wonderful gospel message to the dying world and to our children, because we know that our children are special. You know, especially our little Joshua, you know, could come boldly despite of his feeling. He was there to share. And we are asking you to remember Joshua and others in your prayer closet and your prayer daily, minute and hourly. Please to remember our children. They will be the leaders of tomorrow. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Good night, my dear beloved. We know tomorrow is the Sabbath, so we are asking you all to join us. To join us, and Sister Carla will be the host tomorrow. Good night. Sister Stephanie, you can with us with a song.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to play a song. I'm getting ready to play a song.
Thanks again, and good night, my dear.
Amen, amen. All right, beloved, thank you so much for joining Advent Light Ministry. Health Thursday, continue to keep each and every person that we brought as a petition in your prayers. And we will look forward to see you tomorrow, where your host will be Sister Carla. And on Sunday, your host is Sister Leola. And so we thank you so much for joining us on behalf of Sister Powell and myself and the Advent Light Ministry. God's blessing, peace, and love to you. Bye-bye.
Call Mrs. Stephanie.